You're listening to In Defense of Humanity. My name is Al Whitney. Tonight we're talking about both cognitive dissonance and the fact that people can't seem to accept that something radically changed our government back in 1933, and it is still in place, and the country is now being run basically by 638 federal corporate agencies. We have some callers. Let's talk to Ken from Fort Worth. Oh, okay. Okay, how about Dan from Washington? Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sure can.
Yeah, I had a question. Well, I have cognitive dissonance, you know, as far as people accusing me of being full of hate or racism, you know, if I tell them that basically the Jews were in the media, and they just basically make me sound like a loser. You're just unhappy with your life, you know, get a hobby or something, and then you see the media lying about, say, like the Syrian gas attacks, or basically lying about everything. They are in a matrix. Once you realize how much the media lies, and it's not just Jewish people, but it, you know, our Congress and
yes,
the whole thing is a lie.
Yeah, and that's a pretty big thing to take in for most people. I know that I still have arguments with my husband. He will acknowledge, you know, that it's mostly a lie, but then all of a sudden he'll believe something. And I, you know, so sometimes we still go at it, and I'll say, why are you believing the media? You know all they do is lie. You understand that. I thought you understood that. And he says, well, they can't lie about everything. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've had that experience with my mom. Like, say, when Bush lied about, like, weapons of mass destruction, she's a Democrat, so she hated Bush, and he was a liar. But then if you talk about, you know, the chemical attack with Obama or Clinton, or it's just, it goes right over her head. And even if she pretends like she kind of agrees temporarily, a week or two later, she'll just be watching the news repeating the same lies that the news feeds into her brain, basically.
Yeah, I think, you know, that a lot of people claim that it's the flicker rate. I don't know. It doesn't seem to affect me, but maybe the flicker rate only affects you if you're in the matrix. And once you're out of the matrix, you're looking at that screen with so much skepticism. It doesn't matter what they do with the flicker, because you hear the lies. I think once you're out of the matrix, you can't not hear the lies. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's like you're watching a staged soap opera or TV show when you're watching the CNN or the nightly news, and you can just see all the little emotional ploys they put into something. Or like when the Comey, what was that guy in Africa? Was it Comey or the terrorists kidnapped the black terrorists, those girls or whatever, and Boko Haram or something? And I said, this whole thing is like some staged acting play. But my mom was almost crying to tears, you know, like, oh my God, we got to do something. And I'm like, this whole thing is probably fake.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you ever watched any of the information, listen to Ole Damgaard? Ole Damgaard is fascinating, and I think, I don't remember his website, but you can do a YouTube search for Ole Damgaard. He was a crisis actor. He did that for a living. And he also started investigating the JFK assassination and found where all these big loopholes were. But lately, with all these false flag attacks, he can look at it and analyze it from the perspective of somebody who was actually paid to be a crisis actor and explain what they're doing. It's amazing how many of these are just drills that are passed off as real events.
Yeah, I haven't looked into him. I'll look into that. I know I kind of helped. It woke me up. I used to have XM radio, and there was some good hosts on there that were kind of smaller that you could call in, and his name was Roger Hedgecock, and I kind of liked him on some issues, but say, like, when he's talking about jobs going to China, he'll always leave out the word tariffs.
Yeah.
They'll leave out tariffs. You know, they leave out that whole part of our history about tariffs, and they'll blame it on minimum wage or something like that, and then I'll call in and bring that up to them, that we used to have a high tariff rate, and that's how the government got income. And then the next week, he would act like he didn't even know that, and just for keep, you know, there's certain talking points all these people have, I think, and especially when it comes to, like, free trade, how great it is, or like you're saying, with the bankruptcy of the United States. It's just been removed from our history, and it's removed from NPR, you know, it's removed from the school system, it's removed from...
I think it's removed from the education lawyers get. They don't even know about it.
Yeah, I agree. I went to business. I have a business degree from university, and they never talked about tariffs. They just told you how great free trade and globalism was. You know, like that was it. You know, and then they ignored the whole first 100-year history of the United States about how we became rich without globalism or any of this stuff. And then they use the word conspiracy theory, you know, to, you know, it. And it's hard because it's good we have the internet, because, say, like 30 years ago, if you said, no, it was the tariff rate, well, someone would have to, like, go down to the library and check out a big book on, you know, some economics, and they might even have the power to remove the books from the libraries. I don't know, but...
I think they do.
It's easier to cover stuff up.
I think they do. In fact, I remember... I'm trying to remember which documentary I watched where the robber barons set up the American Historical Society, and they actually sent some young men over to England to train to be authors of history. And they came back and they put these guys in charge of writing our history. And so once the robber barons got all their money, stole all their money and got in power, they pretty much took control of what we call as history. That's why we don't know anything about all this.
No, and I think Ron Paul kind of, you know, that whole movement is kind of when I started to wake up, like, what's the Federal Reserve? I thought the government prints the money, and then even Obama comes out and lies. He says, well, we're taking loans out from ourselves. You know, basically, we're just borrowing money from ourselves, but they don't. And I was going to ask you about that, like how to verify, you know, you hear about the Rothschilds or these banking families that own the, basically they ran the British Empire, now they're running our empire is what it seems like, but I don't know how to verify, like, that the Rothschilds.
I think it's pretty easy to follow that trail. I mean, when you look at the fact that the people who were at the table writing the Federal Reserve Act, Rothschild's agents were right there. And I think Paul Warburg was one of Rothschild's agents. So was Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was a close advisor to Woodrow Wilson. So you get them taking over as the fiscal, right, the representative for the U.S. government in 1913. So now you've got a private banking cartel, right, in control of the monetary system of the country, the Federal Reserve. Yeah. So along comes private, got that, it's privately owned. And the number one dude, of course, is the Rothschild. And he sent his agents over to get this thing set up. But then by 1933, you have the Federal Reserve note. So now your dollar... I mean, it's not a hard trail to follow. Now your dollar is the currency of a privately owned cabal, the Federal Reserve. It's a private currency. Okay?
Wow.
Think about it. Now you move forward to Bretton Woods and Rothschild's privately owned currency, the Federal Reserve note, was made the world's reserve currency. Now think of how much power he's got now.
Yeah, then that's linked to the petrodollar system, basically. Is that kind of like it kind of all expanded out after that
yes.
point?
Just... So now he's not only got control of what we call the dollar, now they're controlling oil and the price of oil. So to me, those steps, if you look at them with just a little bit of skepticism and ignore what you've been taught, but just start with the fact it's a privately owned cabal, the Federal Reserve, and then you follow their note, the Federal Reserve note, and you've got them in this whole mess up to their eyeballs.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And I know when you comprehend all that, I had kind of a nervous breakdown for like a year just looking at stuff online. I'm glad you... And my mom didn't even know. My mom's been very political. She watches NPR, lifelong Democrat. But I even told her that Roosevelt took the gold, and she said, no, that can't be true. And it's just...
Oh, God. See, isn't that... It's hard. It's hard on us, and it's hard on them, but we got each other, right? So we'll make it.
Yeah, it's becoming more clear, I think, worldwide, you know, And I look back and I okay, Roosevelt, you could say he did some good things for working people like Social Security or food stamps, as long as you get it. But then I also think, well, that could have been done, whatever they did with any kind of pension system could have been done regardless anyway. You didn't have to take the gold and set up like a fractional reserve system to do that, I don't think. You could have... If people wanted to do that, they could have done that on the system we had or the constitutional system, right? I mean, you don't need a... Yeah.
Well, the thing is, if you listen to the show or look at the website, Notice of Condition Precedent, it's a tab at the top of the anticorruptionsociety.com. And then when you look at that, you will see that the Social Security system wasn't really doing us a big favor. It was a hook to sign us into their system, but... We'll do that on another night. I have other callers. Thanks so much. I really appreciate hearing from you. I'm sorry it took a year to get out of the cognitive dissonance. Hopefully this show will help people do that in less time. Okay. Can we have the next call?
Hello.
Are
Hello.
You still there? Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Well, I'm doing fine. I talked to you a couple weeks ago. A couple of points. I haven't listened to all of your discussion this evening, but a couple of points. If I may make a correction to a point I made a couple of weeks ago, I couldn't call in last week, when I told you about the Austrian education model. I lied to you. It's not the Austrian. It's the Prussian educational
yes.
model.
Yes, it is.
And that is something that people need to explore and educate themselves to, because that is the reason I feel that they can't get their arms around what has happened to our nation politically, not only our nation, but our states as well.
Now, did you get a chance to see any of the YouTubes of John Taylor Gatto explain that Prussian thing? I mean, he does a good job.
Who did you say, ma'am?
His name is John Taylor Gatto, G-A-T-T-O. He wrote a book about the educational system, and he's done a lot of interviews about this Prussian system, when it started. It's in his book, and I wish I could remember the name of his book. I think it's The Underground History of the American Education System. But he...
Okay.
Confirms what you're saying about the Prussian system, and he does a really great job.
And, you know, I come across this on a 30-minute program about 3 o'clock in the morning one night, and I've done a little bit of homework, not extensive, but it's spot on what's
yep.
going on, and it continues
is.
To this day.
Yep.
And people... know that the kids are getting dumbed down, but they don't know why. And I
right.
think this explains it.
Oh, it does.
And this is why people can't get their arms around what's going on. The other thing I'd like to point out, I got into your program when you were talking about this gentleman that was talking about being a constitutional attorney and all this and one thing and another. I don't know if you've ever had him on or not, but I would certainly invite you to invite Dr. Eugene Schroeder onto your program. I've known Gene for over 30 years, and he's made a study of this over 40 years, and he knows this stuff inside out, upside down, better than most any attorney I've ever heard speak. In fact, I think he and the American Ag Movement are the ones that brought most of this to light, especially
well,
the
Well, you know what? I totally agree. I totally, totally agree. I've watched stuff and I've read stuff he's written. I could post his article. He wrote a beautiful article that's on Barefoot's World. I think it's War and Emergency Powers. You're right on, spot on with that man. Mike, could you email to me a contact for him so I could contact him? My email is no more corruption. Just spell it all one word, no more corruption, at Wowway, which is WOWWAY.com.
Wait, you talk too fast for me.
Sorry.
Oh,
no more corruption. Corruption.
Okay.
At Wowway, which is WOWWAY.com.
WOWAY.
No, there's three W's in it.
Wow.
WOWWAY.
Okay.
And then
I will do that.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. I'm so glad you called in.
And here's one other thing.
Yes.
If you could get, if when you talk to him, ask him if you could get him to go into the law of Mort Main.
Okay.
Never heard of it.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well,
but I'll be happy to talk to him. He would be a great guest. That's a fabulous suggestion.
Okay, I'll probably call Gene and just have him get a hold of you.
That would be fabulous.
And I'll probably do it both ways. So maybe, hopefully, you'll get connected.
Yes,
you have a very good program, ma'am, and I do appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye bye. Okay, gosh, that was a nice surprise. I know about Eugene. I've read a lot of his work, and I just didn't know how to... I honestly didn't know he was still involved in this, and I didn't know how to contact him. So, that was great to hear. Are we ready for a break, or can I take the next call? Ready for a break. We'll be back shortly.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Elle Whitney. We're talking tonight about cognitive dissonance as well as Senate Report 93549. I just wanted to mention that I looked up the dates, and that one quote I read earlier that stated, in accordance with this mandate, the special committee, in conjunction with the executive branch, expert constitutional authorities, as well as former high officials of the government, is now engaged in a detailed study to determine the most reasonable ways to restore normalcy to the operations of our government. At that time, people might not be aware, Dick Nixon was the president. Well, when this report was released in 1973, and it just kind of makes you wonder, because usually they cover up most of the president's crimes. I mean, they cover for him all the time. It seems like the only time they expose the crimes is when they want to get rid of the president. And you have to wonder if that didn't play a role in why he was exposed and forced to resign. Because this must have been a real shock when this report was released. Okay, we have a caller from Fort Worth. Ken, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, the word matrix is in the King James Bible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I give you a hint, I don't have one. And number two, do you have a copy of H.J.R. 192?
You're talking about from 1933?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Is it on your website?
No, I don't. I'm
well,
sure
people... Well, go print it out tonight when you get done.
Okay, I'm sure there are people that do. I've kind of focused on the congressional record regarding Louis McFadden. He just explains the whole thing, like,
yeah.
Amazing what he exposes about what happened at that point.
Yeah.
And even I don't think even he made the point that this report made, that they had only 8 hours, right? And there was only one copy for them to look at? I mean, that's, you talk about railroaded.
Right.
Well organized.
Well, anyway, go get HJR 192 and read it and put it on your website. Or, you know, it's important. It has to do with gold and silver. Now, I'm going to give you my opinion. I think they killed Kennedy to get us off the silver standard. He put out ones and fives, and he was in the process of printing tens and twenties.
Yes.
And go on the internet, go to YouTube and put in Jackie Shot JFK, and you can watch her pull out a derringer and shoot him straight up. looks like she throws it behind him or in her purse. But it's on there.
And there were people who say that Kennedy was going to take out the CIA. Well, obviously, the CIA is working for these money monsters and has been all along. So I do agree with you. I'm familiar with what the silver certificate that Kennedy brought out. But I do think there's more than one reason he was killed, but good point.
Yeah, okay. I'll talk to you later. Nice talking.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Okay, we have a gentleman from Wisconsin. Herb, are you there?
Good evening, Al.
Good evening.
My name is Herb. And
yes.
In the light of your presentation in the first hour, which I'm familiar with from hearing it from other sources in the past.
Great.
But I think that the best way to combat this tyranny is to, we as a people, to proceed as if the Constitution were still the document representing how we want to be free and continue with it, put it in our hearts and our minds and in all our decisions, in all our actions, in all our expectations, live and make our activism be in harmony with the Constitution, and then and we keep it alive because it can't be terminated if we're all holding it in our hearts. And I spent 5 months studying the Constitution, simplifying it, rewriting it, reformatting, and basically to make it understandable by the common person, because I found it difficult to read and understand. And so I did that and released it into the public domain.
Hang in there, Herb. We have to go to break. We will be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back. We're in the last segment of the show tonight. We were talking to Herb from Wisconsin, and Herb, in 73, the scam of the permanent state of emergency was exposed. Congress and the president, that was when they should have reversed it and canceled the permanent state of national emergency, but they did not. Instead, they let it continue on to this very day, and the current excuse for the War and Emergency Powers Act is the War on Terror. They have no intentions, in my opinion, of discontinuing or canceling the War on Terror. In fact, all these false flag attacks, or they call them terrorists, international terrorists, domestic terrorists, all of this is done to maintain this concept that there is a war going on, and therefore, we need to continue this permanent state of national emergency. Aaron Russo even admitted that in an interview he did. He claims that Nicholas Rockefeller laughed about it and told Aaron that there was going to be an event, and that event, after that event, we would run around and look in caves for someone who committed the crime, and we'd never find him, and there would be a war on terror, and ha, 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 he laughed. There would never be an end to a war on terror because you could never identify the real enemy. And that's where we're at. Her pretending that the Constitution is the law of the land isn't going to help us in this current climate. We need to face reality.
Well, I wanted to finish my comments, and I'm talking about keeping the Constitution alive in our hearts and our minds and living as if it is in existence. Though you say pretend. No, I mean expect. We the people expect it to be what it is and what it's supposed to be, and it's, you know, all its detail, then we will keep it alive. And I don't believe they can overcome the power of a large number of people holding it in their hearts and living in their activism, their decisions, and all their thinking and expectations, as if it is alive. And
okay.
I
appreciate that, Herb, but I can't agree with you, because what you go into that courtroom, you will quickly see it is not alive. You need to know what's going on in those courtrooms. That's why we proposed, and we have available for people to look at, the notice of condition precedent. Understanding what's going on in the courtroom today is the only way to defend against what's happening. If you go into that courtroom and you believe you're going to get constitutional rights, you will be sorely disappointed almost immediately.
Well, I can see that my idea doesn't have any place here, so I thank you for your time.
Well, thanks for calling in, and I appreciate what he's saying. It's an ideal that I can continue to hang on to, but I can't defend myself or my family or anyone else if I expect that in that courtroom and that the laws they are passing, they're so far from constitutional, it's ridiculous. I mean, mandatory vaccinations for our children with unwarranted pharmaceutical products. I mean, this is insane. We have to do better. We have to find a way to fight some of this stuff, and you're not going to fight it with the Constitution. People have been fighting mandatory vaccinations using the constitutional argument since 1944, and they're losing. Only way they're going to get a shot at protecting their kids if they understand it's all UCC. Okay, I guess we have Mike from Kentucky. Good evening, Mike.
Yeah, I go back to the days of shortwave and For the People Radio Network with Chuck Carter. I actually have went to libraries and looked stuff up way before the internet. And,
good for you.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd hear fantastical stuff and go, gee, I could go look that up in the library. And sure enough, I've seen books disappear.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it's not that hard. I mean, somebody with a political agenda can easily find an open window and toss a book out and then go pick it up, you know, out the back of a library or something. But the other way I've seen it done is a professor just perpetually checks something out.
Wow.
For instance, yeah. The first four titles of United States Code in the West Publishing from the 1970s was a smaller volume. Well, in the early 1980s, they went to a bigger volume, and they took off the, even though they had plenty of room for it, the footnote disappeared on the 1925 opinion of the Attorney General that the number of stars and whether or not a flag is to have a gold fringe is at the discretion of the Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy. And so, yeah, 7 years or 8 years before the banking emergency, I think they had a lot of stage setting for this sort of stuff, you know, in the years leading up to it. And, of course, was it the Commerce Secretary or one of the FDR cabinet was said to be a really deep occultist and was the one that helped foment putting that obverse of the seal with the Eye of Horus and the incomplete pyramid on the back?
Yes.
Of the dollar, of the one.
I think that was them introducing, here it is, the New World Order.
Yeah, follow the yellow brick road, as they said in The Wizard of Oz. But
well, and you know, Mike, a lot of people are unaware that in 1920, Congress turned over the United States Treasury to the private Federal Reserve. Once they turned the Treasury over to them, they promptly pillaged the country. And people don't know, and you can look it up. It's on my website. It's called the Independent Treasury Act of 1920. So when people think that we still have a United States Treasury, United States Treasury belongs to the Federal Reserve. And the IRS was established.
Yeah, I was going to say the International Monetary Fund figures in there somehow, but by tradition, I think it's the Secretary of the Treasury has always been, until very recently, the head of the IMF.
Yeah, and then if you look at what happened in 1933 when they came up with IRS, which is a private corporation out of Puerto Rico, then you've got the Treasury, the Federal Reserve, and the IRS, and I refer them to them as Larry, Curly, and Moe.
In my understanding, there's a trust that was set up in Puerto Rico, and the IRS was administered through that somehow.
Yes.
But Puerto Rico is the largest municipality bankruptcy ever. Now, it's something like 80 billion or something? They just filed for bankruptcy in federal court last week, and it's way bigger. It's four times bigger than Detroit. Now, you know, they're coming hat in hand to file Chapter 11 or whatever it is under municipality bankruptcy to the U.S. federal court jurisdiction Where did the U.S. go to file for bankruptcy and protection? The Business District of London, the city?
Well, now, if you look and read Barefoot's World, Who is Running America, they claim that there was a meeting in Geneva, and I believe like in 1930 or 31, where multiple countries were bankrupted, and that's where they negotiated. That's where they negotiated the bankruptcy. And the interesting thing is, a lot of us have looked for a copy of that bankruptcy document, and that's been removed from public view. I mean, no one that I know has been. One of my friends spent 6 months looking for that document to see what the terms of that bankruptcy were. Couldn't find it.
Two different libraries I went to, I could not find the fourth volume of, I think it's the fourth volume, maybe the third volume of Executive Orders from JFK. They're blue books. If you want to find the originals, I think there's either three or four volumes. Two different libraries. The last volume that had his executive order, 11,110, that ordered the monetization of the silver in the stocks, you know, with those silver blue notes or whatever color they were, gone from those libraries. The odds? There's stuff that does disappear, like the original footnote edition of the Title IV United States Code, flag, seal, and seat of government. But you can't bring that stuff up.
And the original, how about the original 13th Amendment?
I've held two copies in my hand on the original hemp paper published in 1822 by Kentucky. And anybody that receives a title of nobility loses their citizenship and their ability to own property. And the reason for that was the Rothschilds were trying to make America go back into colony status because of the revocation of the Bank of America, charter of the Bank, First National Bank of America, I think.
Yes.
Mike Rivero has a great, 58-minute thing called All Wars Are Bankers' Wars that goes through that. And it actually talks to, this is why we're getting rid of Jackson off of the, you know, Jackson used to be on the 10, and on the back of it was hemp farmers. And then he ended up on the 20 somehow. Now they want to get rid of him off the 20, and I've heard that they're taking his statues down, like Jefferson Davis statues are disappearing. Well, now Jackson statues are disappearing. He presided when we had no national debt, usury was illegal, there was an anti-Mason party when he was president in 1836, I think, and he collapsed the second bank of the United States.
Yes, he did.
And now they want him off the 20 and replaced with Harriet Tubman or somebody.
Well, you know, Mike, I went to Kentucky this past summer, and we were in Nashville, and we went to the estate of Jackson. I wonder if they're going to close that, too. It's a lovely estate.
You mean Andrew Jackson's estate is in Kentucky?
Yeah.
I was thinking, you mean Jefferson Davis?
No.
He was born in Davis. The monument, the second biggest obelisk in the United States is in outside of Russellville, I think it is. I have a piece of it when they quietly renovated that park. It's mile marker number one for the Jefferson Davis Highway. They quietly had to redo that because it was concrete, and so they had to redo the whole surface and redo the elevator and stuff. They spent $600,000 on it, but you never heard anything about it in the media. And I got some pieces of the concrete that were not making it to the dumpster, and gave it to a guy that I know that's both a son of the Revolution, daughters of the American Revolution, and daughters of the Confederacy, I think, have recognized him.
You know what? They're replacing it with, in Ohio, they're replacing it with Holocaust memorials. In our state house lawn, they put a Holocaust memorial, and they put one in the governor's mansion as well. So that's a whole nother evening's conversation.
Yeah.
We have another caller. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Mike?
Well, the 1947, I think it was, Administrative Procedures Act, that helped to cement the headless fourth branch of government in place. And then we had the General Accounting and Principles Board, I think, came up with the accounting principles that established the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, which has the second set of books where they're hiding anything where they're making money, because they want to keep the all levels of government appear to be in debt so they can justify the taxes. So they're hiding a lot of assets that
no doubt. Okay, thank you, Mike. Okay, we have time for Judy from Wisconsin. Judy, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I just want to reflect a moment on your show of last week and bring it forward as it's very, very powerful information. Now, I was suffering from peripheral neuropathy for about 11 years. I couldn't wear my shoes, but I was practicing these exercises that Bruce Lipton was talking about. And this also is concentrating on the individual removing himself or herself from the matrix of resistance. Now, all the discussions are very, very noteworthy and full of information, but they're all resisting this energetics that's destroying humanity. And the word civilization is synonymous with slavery because the need to control is a learned activity, and the learned activity also the desire to be habitually controlled by the experience of it. Now, when we release this, the energetics of the infinite universe is ours, and we become receivers of information that is all intelligence out there. But the desire to be receiver, a receptor, is picking up on what we have to do. So I have removed myself, and I'm not becoming a part of my pain.
Well, here's the problem, because the whole system is designed, unless we understand it, we're still consenting without knowing that's what we're doing. When we sign our name, until we figure out that we want to remove ourselves, we also have to stop consenting to it. And
I know, that, I understand
that's what
that.
We're trying to get people to understand. When you sign your name, if you don't restrict your signature, you are consenting to this system. And this
can all be applied. You can do this, but then in your moments of solitude, you can remove yourself, your energetics, by still being a fighter and a warrior like we have been for years and years and years. We can join a resistance-free movement that is off the matrix energetically. Uh-huh. You see, we can do both.
Right, I think so too. Now, Judy, have you heard our final prayer at the end of the show every week?
Oh, yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, I like that.
And I think that that exercise, along with learning how to say no and not consenting, but that exercise is very powerful. That is using our spiritual energy to aid us in this. You got it.
That's exactly what is involved, because we become a part of that infinite consciousness that
right.
is very powerful.
Yes,
and we
it
can
is.
Still become a fighter of the resistance here on the planet, certainly. Be in two right. places at one time, what more fun can we have, right?
Right, and I don't think you can ignore one for the other. I think they come hand in hand. One is what you do consciously and how you withdraw your consent, and then what you do spiritually, which is how you put your energy into the world we want.
Exactly. You got it. How wonderful, and I thank you so much for your shows.
Oh, you're welcome, Judy. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's great to talk to someone who understands it's a twofold deal here. It's not just spiritual, and it's not just conscious. It's using the two hand in hand. Because as long as we consent to this insanity, I don't think we can spirit our way out of it. We got to do both. We got to act on our behalf as well as imagine the world we know we deserve. Well, we're getting ready to close the show. I'm sorry for the other callers. Perhaps we'll get to you next week. And please stay tuned and listen to our imaging prayer and participate with us, because it is an important tool. Good night, folks, and we'll be back next week.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is the alternative.